Okay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. Purport. There is a great difference between mundane stories, fiction, or history, and the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The histories of the whole universe contain references to the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord. The Ramayana, the Mahabharata, and the Puranas are histories of bygone ages recorded in connection with the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord, and therefore remain fresh even after repeated readings. For example, anyone may read Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout his whole life and yet find in them new light of information. Mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic, in as much as the spirit is dynamic and matter is static. Those who have developed a taste for understanding the transcendental subject matter are never tired of hearing such narrations. One is quickly satiated by mundane activities, but no one is satiated by transcendental or devotional activities. Uttama Shloka indicates that literature which is not meant for nescience. Mundane literature is in the mode of darkness or ignorance, whereas transcendental literature is quite different. Transcendental literature is above the mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahman becomes hackneyed. And so, to relish real pleasure, they turn to the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are not so fortunate turn to altruism and worldly philanthropy. This means the Mayavad philosophy is mundane, whereas the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukum Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Okay, we'll read the translation again. If you can, please repeat after me. His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious. gracious. Okay. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers, and those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. Okay. So begging permission from all the assembled Vaishnavas, again, blessings to be able to do this service, although not feeling qualified, and also those that are listening online. Okay, so actually one senior devotee told me one time that first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada actually condensed it by putting everything in there, because Srila Prabhupada, you know, his age was quite advanced and he didn't know how long he would stay in this world. So he really put everything in the first canto. That's what this senior Prabhupada disciple told me. So it's completely full of transcendental nectar. So and of course he wanted to give, Prabhupada wanted to give all the cantos to the devotees, and then at that one point he thought, well, maybe I might not be able to complete the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, so I will give the Krishna book, which has a summary study of 10th canto, which is so beautiful, such a beautiful book, Krishna book. But then Srila Prabhupada did, he translated 10th canto, and the last part was 10th canto part 3 that he translated. And after Srila Prabhupada passed away, we were distributing that 10th canto part 3, you know, in huge quantities. But his disciples have continued to carry on the translations. So we have that available for us now. So this the topic is Krishna is all attractive. So I mean, that's pretty clear to see, you know. So like you come this morning, it's like wow, you know. Every day, you know, no matter, you know, it's like okay, you know. Every day it seems to just get amazing, amazing. And then I see devotees come and they're just like wow, they're just absorbed, you know. And especially when we have many guests coming, we have to put a barrier system to get them through, you know, because there's a big queue of people waiting to get in. And if it's a Saturday or a weekday, then the curtains will close, you know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, whether there's 5,000 people or not, you know. So, and we're trying to rush them through. And people just like, when they get there, just don't want to move. It's like they're drinking the nectar of Krishna, you know. Krishna is so attractive, you know. It's so amazing. So, anyway, this is, it's like, it's really incredible. Actually, Krishna is all attractive. The word, the Sanskrit word Krishna, it means all attractive. And Srila Prabhupada, he explains that out of all the different names that God can have, this is the most appropriate name. Because this just sums up the Supreme Person and who is all attractive, so beautiful. Anyway, okay, so this is the sages of Namasharanya, and they're speaking to Suta Goswami. And they're assembled in the forest, and they're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's so amazing and extremely important to always hear and relish the pastimes and narrations of the Lord. He is glorified by beautiful prayers, hymns, and songs, and devotees who develop a taste continually love to hear about Krishna at every moment, and thus they develop their loving relationships with the personality of Godhead. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he writes that this mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news or transcendental sound vibration is ecstatic, you know. So it says mundane news and activities are very boring and static, whereas transcendental activities, news and sound vibration is always dynamic. So the devotees never get tired of hearing such topics and pastimes and songs praising Lord Krishna. And a perfect example is that we can see right here what we are doing now, you know, hearing class, what we did earlier, kirtan, darshan, worship, puja, all that. It's been going on for 50 years in this temple room. And it doesn't look like it's about to stop at any time soon. In fact, from the early days, in fact, there are more and more devotees coming, more and more devotees coming, because some days, you know, we have to take the class into the Haveli because there's too many devotees to cram in here. So it's like completely transcendental. And so many devotees and pilgrims, they come to hear this transcendental nectar and to absorb and soak in the beauty of Krishna. We have a few verses that I wanted to share with everyone. Also, I'll try and keep a little bit of time for some Sankirtan stories, because they always tell me to do a bit of Sankirtan stories. But then I was thinking, with the Sankirtan stories, the topic is, attractiveness of Krishna. How does that link in with Sankirtan stories? So I thought, Sankirtan means distributing the holy name of Krishna and distributing the books or the teachings of Lord Krishna and sharing his beauty and attractiveness with others. So I will try to share some Sankirtan stories. So on these transcendental days, the appearance day of the Lord, appearance day of great Vaishnavas, Ekadashi, special days, it's very, very powerful, because we get special mercy from those personalities, you know. And we're carrying on our devotional service, but sometimes we feel that we get a little bit stuck, or it becomes like a little bit mechanical, or we sometimes kind of take it for granted, or sometimes we come across hurdles that hold us back. But these special days, you know, like Janmashtami and Ram Navami and Diwali and Ekadashis and so many other, they are so powerful, because these days, if we can really take advantage of that, it's like a springboard, you know. So when, you know, people go to the swimming pool, you know, they go on the springboard. So the springboard helps them to go up, you know. Of course, if they're diving, they will eventually go down. But days like this, we can really take advantage of and really meditate on those personalities. Now it's Lord Krishna's appearance coming, and on Thursday and on Friday is the appearance day of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And it's such a beautiful opportunity to actually really give everything and really go deep in the absorption of hearing and chanting and remembering and really relishing that. And then we'll experience a different a joy. We'll experience like things that were holding, the cobwebs get cleared, you know. So sometimes I'm taking people, guests around to Srila Prabhupada's room, and I'm telling about Srila Prabhupada's life story and how his journey and his mission. And then I tell them, do you know when Srila Prabhupada's birthday is, you know? But sometimes you say appearance day, you know. Some people are not sure. We say it's actually appearance day, because these are nitya siddhas. But when his birthday is, and they say, no, I don't know. I said, well, his appearance day or birthday is on Nandutsav day. And Nandutsav day is the day directly after Janmashtami. That's the day that Nanda Maharaj held a big, big festival to celebrate the birth of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada used to say, Krishna and I are friends, because they have their birthdays right next to each other, you know. They're very close in many, many different ways, you know. Okay, so 259. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Probably it's a famous verse, so I think a lot of you will know it. But it's in relationship to the topics that we were discussing. And it's Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 31, text number 9. Anyone know the verse? 10:31:9. Okay. You know it. Okay, so Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalma shapanam shravanamangalam srimadattatam bhuvigrinatiye bhuride janaha. The translation, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So, in this verse, who's speaking to who? Yeah, the gopis are speaking to Lord Krishna. Yeah, so I'll just read it once more. The nectar of your words and descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. And these narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. So these narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Wow, so such a beautiful nectar here. So the Lord's activities, and his descriptions, his words, they're the life of those who are suffering in the material world. And these narrations are transmitted by the great sages, you know. That's why we go through the parampara system. We get the blessings of all the great acharyas. We never try to conduct our activities independently of their teaching and their guidance. And it's so powerful, these messages, that they eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow all good fortune. So anyone who wants to get free from suffering, and they want all good fortune, and they want to be happy and have blessings, they can take this to heart and try to live by it. Okay, and 187. Okay, and so when we're engaging in Krishna conscious activity, when we are chanting, we are serving, we are glorifying the Lord, we are hearing the glories of the Lord, even we are hearing the devotees' glories, and we're spending some time in that transcendental activity, something amazing happens. Then this is a verse from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's concerning time, you know, the time factor. The clock is always ticking, like they say, time and tide waits for no man or woman, for that matter. You know? So they said, Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.17, Ayur harati vaipum sam udayan ashtan chayan aso tasyate yat kashno nita uttamashloka vartaya. And this is Shonaka Rishi speaking to Suta Goswami. And it says, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except those who utilize the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So every day the sun's rising and the sun is setting, so that time has gone, you know. And it's 24 hours, you know. So no matter for all the wealth in the world, you cannot buy back even 1 minute of that time, you know. You know, there are some people who say to their doctors, you know, I've got a lot of plans, you know, and I've been diagnosed with terminal cancer or something, and I've got like a few weeks to live. Can you give me a year because I need to fulfill my plans, you know? So the doctors are saying, well, you can give me all the money you want, but I can't make myself or my family live any longer than what they have, you know? But I'll gladly take your money. So sometimes the medicine works like that. You know, they're ready to take your money, but they're not really, they can't cure you from birth, old age, death and disease. So we just heard recently, you know, India sent a mission to the moon, you know, Chandrayaan 3, or what they think was the moon. And anyway, some other people are trying to go to different planets and things. So sometimes they say, oh, we're making advancement, we're making progress, you know. So how do you measure progress, you know? So even if you do get to the moon and you come back with a few rocks, does that make your life any better? Of course, in the original American mission, they did happen to see the reflection of a Volkswagen in the visor. So unless they've got Volkswagen van beat on the moon. It looked more like the Arizona desert. But anyway, giving them the benefit of the doubt. Srila Prabhupada says, you know, okay, you may get some technology, you may go to Mars or the moon, or, you know, you may create, you know, some device that you can talk to somebody on the other side of the world, or you can go at twice the speed of sound or light. But is that real progress? You know, nowadays we have more technology, more facility than we've ever had. But the people of this age are more stressed and more disturbed than they've ever been, you know. And they're supposed to be making life easier for them, you know. But Srila Prabhupada said, real progress means to deal with the problems of life, which are janma mritu jara vyadi, you know, birth, old age, death and disease. These are the real problems, you know. Because whether you are highly educated, you know, and you have many degrees, or you're a very wealthy person, or you're a very famous person, or you're a very strong person, or you're thin, or you're fat, or young, or old. These things, you're subject to these things, birth, old age, death, and disease. So when you try to, real progress means dealing with those things. And Krishna consciousness is the method which offers a solution, because Krishna consciousness, what Srila Prabhupada is bringing, that knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is presenting, if we lead a life of Krishna consciousness, gaining devotion and becoming attached to the Lord and becoming His eternal servant, then we will get free from the whole cycle of birth and death, and we'll have an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. You know? Otherwise, we are suffering again and again, the same thing again. Prahlad Maharaj says, puna puna charvita charvananam. It's called chewing the chewed, you know. So I call it like second-hand bubble gum, you know. There's nothing in it, but then you're trying to squeeze something out, you know. So chewing the chewed, but there's so much nectar to be had, you know. Okay, and I'll do one more. It's 86. So, yeah, so if those who engage in transcendental activity, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, etc., then for them, that rising and setting of the sun is not taking away their duration of life. That's to their eternal credit. You know? Whereas all the other activities, like I give the example sometimes, you know, we have different bank accounts, Barclays, NatWest, Santander, Metro Bank, Bank of Punjab, Bank of this and that. People every week, every month, they're putting some money, some deposit, you know. But there's another bank, it's called the Lakshmi Narayan Bank, and it has a very good interest rate. The only difference is, it doesn't take anything material. So it doesn't take your pounds or euros or rupees or rubles. You know? But your spiritual activities, your devotional service, your hearing, your chanting, your serving, your helping others, you know, that all goes into your Lakshmi Narayan account. The difference is these two accounts. So when we die and Chandubai comes, you know, with the black van to the hearse to pick us up, then your Barclays, NatWest, Santander, that will become somebody else's, you know. And if you can't, actually they say wherever there's a will, there's a relative. Yeah. You suddenly turn up out of nowhere after 50, 60 years. But anyway, if they can't find a relative, then the government will gladly take it, you know. But the Lakshmi Narayan account, that goes with you. So then it's a very good account to invest in regularly. So devotees are doing that every day. So that's why, you know, they're not fearful. Shishi Radha Gokula Nandaji ki jai, Shishi Taram Lakshman Man ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, so devotees are not fearful because every day they're investing heavily in the Lakshmi Narayan Bank. You know, that's their eternal credit. You know. Okay. 186. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, so this one, it's Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 36. And it's a prayer by Queen Kunti, the mother of the Pandavas. So, Shrinvanti Gayanti Grinanti Abhikshana Smaranti Nandanti Tavahitam Jana Ta Eva Pashanti Achirena Tavakam Bhava Prabhavo Paramam Padam Bhujam. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. So, very powerful prayer, very powerful prayer. And Queen Kunti's prayers are so amazing, because she went through so much difficulty in her life, and they tried to kill her sons, they tried to burn the house and give poison and banish them, and so many difficulties. But she always took it as the mercy of the Lord, and she says, Vipada Santa Tashashva Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Abhava Darshanam Yat Shyat Punar Bhava Darshanam. She says, let those calamities come, let those difficulties come, because when those difficulties are there, then we remember you, O Lord, and we take shelter of your lotus feet. Otherwise, when everything is going fine, we forget you, and then we see repeated birth and death, you know, in this world, you know. So, amazing. Yeah? So, O Krishna, those who continuously hear and chant and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. You know, so that's really powerful. You know, because we want to stop that repetition of birth and death, because we've been around so many times. You know. You know, like that we get dizzy, you know, like that on the merry-go-round, you know, like that riding different bodies, you know. Okay, so now we're going to just do something a little different. For 5 minutes, I'm going to do a little meditation. And it's a song by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. I'm just going to play over the thing. We can just meditate on the song and the meaning. I'll just let me see 1 second. Okay, so this song is called Mama Mana Mandire. So man can refer to the mind, but it can also refer to the heart. You know, so it goes like this. The first line is Mama Mana Mandire. Raha Nisi Din Krishna Murari Sri Krishna Murari. And Murari means the killer of the Mura demon. You know? Mandire means temple. Raha, this is Bengali song, by the way, so if any Bengalis are here, please excuse me, I'm not very good at Bengali. Raha means to stay, and Nisi means night, and Din means day. So, basically saying, my dear Krishna, you know, please remain in the temple of my mind or my heart, you know. Okay, so I'm going to just play this. I'll just turn this light. Okay, so we just ask everyone to just hear nicely, just absorb the sound vibration, because it's very, very powerful, very nice, and then we'll just discuss the meanings afterwards. But it's very beautiful. It's like a meditation.
নয়নে যমুনা ঝরে
beautiful song, and it's sung with devotion, and that song is compiled by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yeah, so that's a beautiful song, and it was compiled by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many of his songs are there. So these songs of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, they are the essence of all Vedic teachings, you know. Sab shastron ka nachor, that which you would say in Hindi, is like the essence of all the teachings is there. So when we hear them, we chant, sing them, and we go deep and study the meanings, it's really powerful. So this particular song, Mana Mana Mandire, it says, please abide in the temple of my heart, both day and night, O Krishna Murari, O Sri Krishna Murari. Devotion, love, flower garlands, and sandalwood, please accept them, O delighter of the heart. In life or in death, in jivane marane, I worship you with these offerings, O beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda, and then, O son of Nanda, I will offer you aarti ceremony with the lamplight of my love. The waters of the Yamuna river cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation, O holder of Govardhan Hill. May I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise, O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. Okay, so that's really powerful, you know. So may I pass my life absorbed in these transcendental songs of your praise. So song actually reminded me of Mother Kalangana, you know, because you know we're celebrating her anniversary of her passing on Janmashtami. How many years ago? 2017. Wow. Yeah. So 6 years ago. Time flies so fast. So it says, like, in life or in death, I worship you with these offerings. You know. So Mother Kalangana was such a great personality. She was always, even at advanced age, she was always serving the Lord and serving the devotees. Even, you know, she said, I'm not afraid of death, you know, because she's already she's already there, you know, performing, absorbed in these activities. So anyway, it's something nice. We can try to meditate and develop these beautiful qualities and associate with saintly persons, divine personalities, then we can get the blessings as well. So Prayojan Prabhu, he showed me something interesting. He said in the teachings of Queen Kunti, there was one caption, so I'll read it to you. And it says, very true. Everyone in Vrindavan, similarly, Krishna's friends love Krishna, Krishna's girlfriends love Krishna, the trees love Krishna, the water loves Krishna, the flowers, the cows, the calves, everyone loves Krishna. So then they all love Krishna, and this, he must be the all-attractive then. Yeah? He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, so okay, we'll go to that next part. Okay, so I'm going to share a few Sankirtan stories with the devotees here. Which one shall I start with? Okay, so I'll start with this one. This was around about 2010. It was 1999 or something like that. We were distributing books in Blackpool. We used to go there once a week because we ran a Sangha group there once a week. And we'd travel 2 hours to get there. We had a Sankirtan house in Yorkshire. So it was middle of summer. It was really hot. And we were distributing books on the high street in Blackpool. And then we saw this huge guy, big, strong guy, and he wasn't wearing a shirt because it was so hot, you know. And then as he walked past, we saw on his back a massive tattoo that covered his whole back, you know, of his Lord Nrsingadev, that picture there, you know, tattooed on his back, complete, the whole back. We thought, wow, my God, this guy must be a big devotee. So we went up to him, and he said, Hari Bol Prabhu, Hare Krishna. And he was like, what? He's like... So I said, oh, Hare Krishna. And he said, what is it? I said, oh, okay. So I realized, okay. I said, oh, and that tattoo on your back, it's like, you know, it's Lord Nrsingadev. It's famous, you know, it's like. He said, Oh, really? He said, I don't know what it is, but I just saw it somewhere and I really liked it, and I just wanted it on my back. So, I mean, the Lord's all attractive, you know, this complete karmic guy, you know. He liked the picture of Lord Nrisingadev so much, he had it covered his whole back, you know. I mean, due to tattoos, it causes a bit of pain, you know. But anyways, we did actually give him books, and he took books, and you know, he'll read them and maybe become a devotee. And he's got the right tattoo on his back, you know. So that was a really, you know, people are attracted, you know. So at the Sankirtan house in Yorkshire, we had maybe between 6 and 14 devotees there. And we were part of the Scottish Yatra, which covered the whole of the north of UK. And we had many Sangha groups to run and many books to distribute. And sometimes we were not at the temple, the main temple, for big festival days. So some of the young boys would say, oh, can't we go to the temple? They're having celebrations and sweet rice and this and so many things. And I would say, look, you know, we've been sent here to do our task. And, you know, if we do distribute the books, which is what Krishna wants, what Lord Chaitanya wants, what Radharani wants, and Srila Prabhupada wants, then we'll get special mercy, you know. Although, you know, there won't be any big feast and all kinds of celebrations. You know, we would go up sometimes, but sometimes we were out, you know. So then I said to the devotees, okay, because Scottish Yatra were Gauranga mad, you know, it would get everyone to chant Gauranga, whether they took a book or they didn't take a book or they even walked past. So because Lord Gauranga's Yuga avatar, and Lord Gauranga, anyone who chants Lord Gauranga's name, they get special mercy from Lord Nityananda, you know. So whether they took a book or not, we just get people to say Gauranga. So we'd stop a person and say, okay, hi there, how are you doing? We're monks, we're passing out these books, you know. And there you go. And everyone's giving a donation, something. And then we say, can you say Gauranga? They say, Gauranga, what does that mean? I said, it means Lord Chaitanya appeared 500 years ago. It's Radha and Krishna. Okay, we thought, just tell him this means be happy because Lord Chaitanya wants you to be happy. That's easier. And then, so I would ask the devotees, if it was a special appearance day, I would say to them, okay, today while we're out, if it's Radhashtami, we'd just say, okay, obviously we get everyone to say Gauranga, but then get everyone to say Jai Radhe as well, because at least you will remember Radharani all day, you know. So this was Lord Balaram's appearance day, so we'd get all the devotees to chant, you know, to get everyone that stop on the street that is putting book to say Gauranga and say Jai Balaram. So I stopped this one guy, an English guy in Yorkshire, Barnsley, you know, and okay, here's a book, and what's it about? And he took a book, he gave a donation. I said, can you say Gauranga? He said, what does that mean? I said, it means be happy. All right. And I said, today is a special day today. Can you say Jai Balaram? He said, Jai Balaram. He said, what does that mean? I said, it means happy birthday to God's big brother. So he said, God's got a big brother? I said, well, if me and you could have a big brother, why not him? So he said, okay, Jai Balaram, you know. But anyway, like 6 months later, I was in Sheffield in a different town and we were distributing books. And I just went to another devotee to see how is he getting on, how's he doing. And as I was speaking to him, this one man walking past and he saw us and he came up to us. He said, don't tell me, I know, Jai Balaram. So, you know, when they chant the holy name of the Lord like that, it's no offense, man. You know, they make so much progress. You see, they really glow, you know. There's so many Gauranga stories. We would climb on the motorway bridges and put up Gauranga and do so many Gauranga things. Radhanath Maharaj, in his book, The Journey Home, he says that, you know, obviously he traveled across Europe and he was very young and went through so many challenges. And in Delhi, in one shop, he saw a small picture of a bluish boy, and he didn't know who this boy was, but he was so attracted to this picture, but he didn't have any money. Radhanath Maharaj, you know, as a young traveler to India, I think he was around 20 or something, but he saw this shop and many pictures, and he saw this picture of a small picture of a blue boy. He was so attracted. Then he begged the shopkeeper, can I have this? So the shopkeeper thought, this Western boy, okay, give him, you know, like that. So anyway, he kept Maharaj, He wasn't Maharaj then at the time, but he kept that picture with him and he always relished it, but he didn't know who it was, you know. But later on, you know, when he met yogis and swamis and different things, then he realized, because he was in the search, in a search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was searching for the absolute truth and the meaning of life and everything. But he later on realized this picture that he was so attracted to was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that he would be a great ambassador for one day. You know? So that Krishna is all attractive, you know, so beautiful. So there was one gentleman I met, his name was Mahesh, and he was a real enjoyer, you know. He was a young, you know, motorbikes and gangs and drugs and all kinds of stuff. But then his grandmother died, you know. And then his family went to India to put the ashes in the holy Ganga. And then they went to Vrindavan temple, and some devotee gave him a Bhagavad Gita. This young guy, you know, who never goes to a temple, he's doing all sorts of nonsense. Anyway, somehow or other, he starts to read this Gita, and it's Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it has such an impact on him, you know. Then he starts changing his ways, and then he rings a temple, and he says, in this book I keep reading about something called the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, you know, what is it? and you know, where do I get it, you know? So then I said, okay, give me your address, I'll bring it to your house, because he lived quite far, you know. So I said to Jai Krishna, do you want to come with me? So we put a set of Bhagavatams in the car, we drove to his house, you know. And he was young, in his 20s, you know. And he had been quite a ruffian, you know. But somehow or other that Bhagavad Gita transformed him. And then we bought the Srimad Bhagavatam, opened it up, and we showed him and read little captions of it and everything. And he said, "Oh, this is so beautiful." I said, "This is the literary incarnation of God." And he said, "You know, I want to make it a point that I want to read these before I die." You know? So anyway, so he was so inspired and he's transformed, because his parents would try to get him to, you know, give up his nonsense and try to be nice, and that it wasn't working. But that Prabhupada Gita did it. You know? Oh yeah, so once I was distributing books in the Lake District, and we were with the Scottish Yatra devotees, and I stopped one, you know, very posh lady, and I said, "We're monks, you know, and we're you know, giving out books and we're collecting donations and everything." And then the lady said, "Do you help the homeless?" But in Scotland, we didn't have a project specifically for homeless. But I thought, if I say we don't help the homeless, she's not going to take a book. And she's going to go. And I thought, but I don't want to lie. So then I said, "Madam, don't you worry about that. We help even the hopeless, you know. And let me tell you, there's a lot of hopeless people out there." She said, "Oh, you help even the hopeless. Okay." She said, "I'll give a donation then." I didn't say them, but I didn't lie. Okay, then this last December, me and Govinda went to a shop in southeast London in a really rough area, and there was a lady that we met, and she was so busy, and it was a really rough area, you know. And we were trying to get her to sponsor 108 Bhagavad Gitas, to pay for 108 Bhagavad Gitas. And then she was saying, who's really interested in these books, you know, like that. No one's interested in these books and all. And then, so while we were standing there, she was serving the customers, and these really low-class people were coming in, you know, because of the area. And then I started talking to some of the customers, you know, all kinds of people. And I had a pile of books for her, and then I was speaking to them, and they started taking the books that I had for her, you know. And then this one old guy, Scottish guy, came, you know, and but I heard his accent. I said, "Are you from Scotland?" He said, "Yeah, I am." He said, "Where are you from?" He said, "Dundee." I said, "Oh, I've been to Dundee." I said, "Are you from Hilltown? Are you from this place or that?" He said, "Oh, you know Dundee, you know, like that. Yeah, you can, like that." So then, I gave him, I said, "Do you like reading?" He said, "Yeah." So I gave him a chant and be happy. And she saw that. She said, "Wow." She said, you know, I didn't think that was possible. How are you doing that? I said, the super soul is within each person, you know, and they're all Krishna servants. They're all eternal spirit souls, you know. And I said, you were saying no one's interested in a book. So while in the last 15 minutes, all these people who would never take a book, they're coming to buy alcohol and cigarettes and all kinds of other stuff, but they're taking the books, you know. So then we got her to agree to £1,008 and 108 Bhagavad Gitas. Yeah? Yeah. So Govinda was there as well. So it's like Krishna magic, you know, so much. And I think my time is up now. Okay, so I think I'll leave it there. I always go over time. So anyway, thank you so much for your patience and for sitting through the class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav coming up soon ki jai. Hare Krishna.